Hey, it's Aaron from aaronsnotes.com. Again, it's 11:32 on day fucking 20-something. I'm gonna look it up. It's fucking Thursday night. I've been up for too long and working on some fucking shit. It's day, I guess, 32, I think. And I'm still doing the fast cleansy thing. Cleanse it fast, yo, I think is what it's called. Yeah. And I'm also still too fucking busy at work, among other issues. I've somehow managed to not get, give up on the fast thing. I got real close a couple times today. I was actually at work until about 40 minutes ago. And, yeah, quite a ride. I've been pissing all fucking day. Like, at least once an hour. At least. There's no way I've been pissing less than that. It's crazy. And I've been, it's fucking, it's not fun to have to walk away from your desk at work to piss, like, every hour, but whatever. At this point, I'm perfectly fine with breaking the fast at some point tomorrow. I don't give a fucking shit, even though I was planning to go all the way until Sunday. You know, I feel like I got quite a bit out of this already, and, you know, whatever. I am being probably more quiet than normal because I live in a condo, and I'm probably being more quiet than I need to because the walls ain't that thin, but whatever. I'm fucking tired, and I was wrapping up some shit at work that is actually, like, I don't know, I hope about as done as it needs to get. I guess I'll find out tomorrow. I should have fucking stayed late, like, every night before tonight to make sure, and I have been staying late, but I should have picked one night to just stay, like, extra late, because this shit is basically due tomorrow. Like, I don't know if I'm even allowed to make changes after that, even though it's for something that won't actually happen until Monday. So, that's kind of fucked up. But, whatever. And, like, you know, I don't want to be a dick about things, but I may end up being one, because all this shit was just kind of given to me, it was thrown in my lap, and I had to figure out how to fucking run with it, and that's what I've been doing, but it's fucking batshit crazy, some of the things that are expected to come out of this, and the time frames and all of that, especially considering everything else that's going on. It's too much. But I guess it's technically, I guess we'll find out tomorrow and, you know, / Monday, just how too much it was, if it was really that too much. So, there's that. yeah. Quite a blower. Oh, throat. I've been talking too much, too. My throat hurts, and I'm starting to get sick, and I need to fucking take some time off. So, if everything goes well, then next week, I'm gonna take some fucking time off, because I'm fucking tired. What else do I have going on here? I haven't drank in, like, a week. I should probably enunciate, I have not drank. I have not been drinking for, like, a week, which is a goal of mine, to not at least not get blitzed all the time. And I kind of set a goal for myself. It's kind of like a week by week, although I kind of want to just not drink at all, not even like a beer for a couple of months. But it's one of those things I kind of go back and forth on. I haven't broken that rule for this long, which is probably, this is fucking sad, this is probably the longest stretch I've had in a while. At least 6 months, You know, before that, I would probably go weeks without even thinking about it. And before that, I definitely went months. You know. But, you know, just lately, it's been, I don't know if it's stress or if I got some kind of alcoholism, probably a touch of it at least. Functional alcoholism or something, you know. This is too fucking serious. But, you know, it's like, that's probably one of the biggest contributors to my overall weight issues. It's just, you know, for one thing, it's got to be just slaughtering my metabolism. For another thing, if it's beer or wine, those are calorie packed. Liquors, a lot of them are calorie packed, you know. Especially like the brown liquor, it's got all the wood sugars and shit. And that's kind of my favorite shit. I love me some bourbon, some whiskey, some rye. Really love bourbon. And scotch. Love scotch. And, you know, stuff like that. But, like vodka, meh. It's alright. Not really into it. Tequila, it's fun if everybody's out together having a good old time. Those aren't like relaxation liquors, which I think is another problem, is that I've started equating the drink to relaxing, as opposed to when I used to only equate it to, like, let's have a fucking party and shit. So now it'll be like, this has been a shitty day, let's go, you know, catch a friend and have a beer. Or, you know, the worst is when I'm just like, you know, fuck it, I'm just gonna go home, have some drinks and play some video games, or, you know, whatever. You know, most of the time I at least try, you know, get a, you know, rope-a-dope some lady over and share booze. But, you know, it's not every time. So, as far as just regular calories and exercise, I've been getting some exercise. Wish I could have gotten in some exercise today, but I've been working since 8 until 8 a.m. until, like, 10:50 p.m. That's pretty cool. And, I gotta get in early tomorrow. I got to. That sucks, but, you know, whatever. So it's been just, like, water and juice. And the shitty thing is that, like, for most of these, especially the one that I'm on, I'd say about half of these, especially the one that I'm on, you know, my favorite juices are off the menu. Like, at least my top five favorite juices, which I'm just going to throw out some crazy order. I'm going to say grapefruit, orange, tomato, cranberry, lemon, although it's not really lemon juice so much as lemonade. It's a little different, but they all have too high of an acidity for this shit that I'm doing. I don't know why. I know that they have other cleanses that are based around fucking lemon, so I don't know, whatever. And that's a real bummer. So it's all like, you know, grape juice and apple juice, and they're not bad juices, they're good. It's just, I don't know. It's not as good as other stuff, in my opinion. White grape juice is pretty good. White grape apple, that's great. Pomegranate shit, that's some good shit. And these fucking, like, green smoothies and green juices and shit, they are remarkably tasty, considering they look like garbage. They look like the shit that collects at the bottom of your trash can if you haven't, like, thrown out your garbage in a reasonable amount of time. It fucking looks so nasty. And some of them just smell like grass clippings, but they taste fucking great. They're full of, like, bananas and shit. Bananas are good. Yeah. I'm not telling anybody anything new. So I'm drinking all this fucking water, and I'm fucking just full up to the brim, pissing all the time, and I gotta get through shit. So, I'm working my ass off, and I, you know, it's like 9 o'clock, and I really gotta go to the bathroom. And I'm like, no, I need to just fucking finish this, and then leave the goddamn office and get home and go to bed. Start wrapping it up, and I go, wait, I got one more fucking stat that would be really great. Let's try to bang this out. Bang that out, shoot off an email to my boss, be like, hey, I got all this, here's all my fucking information. It looks pretty good to me, but it's late and I'm getting crazy, so fucking speak to it. And then, and I'm like, I really gotta go to the bathroom, let's just go to the bathroom. But I'm fucking tired. I'm so fucking tired. And I've been tired since 11 a.m. So I'm like, it's 12 hours past when I started getting tired. Almost 12 hours past the point I started getting tired. Let's just not go to the bathroom. I only live, like, you know, 10 minutes away, 5 minutes without traffic. There's no traffic. There's no way there can be any traffic. There wasn't, thankfully. Let's just get on the road having to go to the bathroom, and that will keep me from falling the fuck asleep. Which, of course, it did. Like, I don't know if you've ever had to do, like, don't fall asleep tactics. Like, I have to imagine if you're an adult, it doesn't matter what kind of life you've lived, unless it's been ultra cushy. You have to have gone on a road trip, or just needed to stay awake for a fucking class, or to study, or, you know, a meeting or some shit. And, you know, you can do, like, the raise your leg thing, or, like, the pinch yourself shit. But I tell you what keeps a person awake. It's really, really needing to go to the bathroom. And it worked, but you don't know how close I was to shit myself the way home. Oh, it's so gross. I gotta either not be this gross, or you gotta deal. Sorry. Yeah. So then I get home, just fucking rush into the door, like, ignore the neighbor that's pulling in around the same time, and just fucking bolt to the bathroom and ruin the toilet. Not really, but you know, something along those lines. I mean, there was urgency. And now I'm just kind of hanging out, trying to wind down, and I don't know, I should have gotten to bed like an hour ago if I'm going to be up as early as I plan, maybe even earlier, but you know, that's how it goes. I'm just gonna have to fucking drag my ass out in the morning and either break the fast or find some kind of... Oh, that's the other thing, is that, you know, I really haven't cheated on the fast at all. Except for one area, it says not to have any caffeine. And around noon today, I said, y'all can go fuck yourself with that. If I can't have anything else to give me any energy and I'm at work... Eat a dick. I'm gonna go get a giant ass cup of fucking coffee, and I'm gonna deal with this shit. Yeah. So that's what I did, and it felt great, and I pushed all the way up until now. And if I ever do this again, it'll be on like a week off, or a week that I know absolutely positively nothing special is going on, so whatever. Just fucking whatever. But hey, I proved some shit to myself this week. I proved some serious shit to myself, and I'm happy about that. We'll just keep on trudging on. By the way, I was at 260 early this week, 255. So maybe those were garbage pounds, or maybe I just drifted. I don't know. Maybe I weighed myself at a different time of day. So cool. That's that. Thanks. Peace.